Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful zap. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning. The following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax, for in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. And now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Thank you, Eva, for the intro. And welcome one and all to the dark side. I am the Gothic Vampire Empress, Madam Ravencroft. Lovely to see you all again, to those returning for another round of darkish music from the genres of goth, rock, dark wave, cold wave, post-punk, pagan pop, dream pop, and the darker side of new wave. Hello, my gravelings and my gothic brethren. The dark side is only heard on this marvelous radio station, 98.5 CKWR, situated in the heart of southwestern Ontario, out of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, every Saturday in the early morning hours between 3 and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's start our evening fresh with deeply inhaled night air and a quick preview on who's upcoming on this evening's show with my ethereal fae co-hostess, Eva. So, my pint-sized fairy lassie, who's scheduled to appear on this installment of The Dark Side?
This evening we have appearing The Cure, Echo and the Bunny Men, Evanescence, Vampire Beach Babies, Faith and the Muse, Mono Incorporated, Stacey Q, Strawberry Switchblade, Judith, Johnny Hollow, and The Stranglers, just to list a portion of the musical artists we have.
Very good. So, who are up in the first try set, please?
We have the Sisters of Mercy, Aria, and the Cure Lady Ravencroft.
Then let's work right into that set right now. We shall return back here in Gothopolis Cemetery right after the bands and the music artists have their say. See you later on.
Yeah.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Welcome back, my so-beloved Gravelings, and a special thanks to many Gothic fans tuning into The Dark Side here on 98.5 CKWR on the FM dial locally here in Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, but over the interwebs spreading out across the world via the CKWR.com website. We just heard in our first try set of the evening three classic goth legends. First, we had to listen to Andrew Eldritch and Patricia Morrison and the Sisters of Mercy with Lucretia, My Reflection, from the 1987 Floodland album. Next, we had another visit from Toronto's Jennifer Parkin and Aria with Hunger off her 2013 album, Plastic Makes Perfect. Then, finalizing the set, we had The Cure with their hit Love Song, a live at Hyde Park, London, England, July 27, 2018 performance. But the song itself is from their anniversary, 1978 to 2018, live in Hyde Park, London, 2019 album release. Yes, my darlings, I do play live versions of these many haunting heroes of goth and associated genres. What the... Did I just see a zombified Jim Morrison shamble by me?
Let me see. I believe so.
I never knew Morrison would come by to check out another Morrison from the Sisters of Mercy. Call me spooked.
Maybe they are related.
Highly unlikely, Eva. Yes, Mortimer, what is it that you need? No, you can't climb up here. This is our crypt, not yours. You can't climb the Bowley stone crypt. This is off limits to zombies. You know that.
He's persistent.
No brains, no smarts. Mortimer, I swear, if you don't smarten up, I'll personally send you to St. Peter. That's the last time I eat at Taco Bell. I really should edit what I think before I actually speak. Ooh, that's smarts. Oh, I'm sorry, Mortimer. I didn't mean for you to get a face full of. If you get an abrasive loofah sponge and some abrasive face wash, that scorched face will buff right out fairly well in a few months. Weeks, I think. Hey, I hear positive thoughts works wonders, as well as a good old-fashioned elbow grease. Here, get started. You might finish by Yule.
The humans call it Christmas, or truncated as Xmas.
Really, Eva? Do you really want me to pour out fire like a dragon again? I am not saying that. Anyways, what artists and bands are set to enter the virtual sound stage here at Gothopolis Cemetery, please?
Next in the queue, Lady Ravencroft, we have Echo and the Bunny Men. Johnny Hollow and Evanescence on the Dark Side.
Excellent. Then let's leap into our second try set of the evening right now. You're listening to The Dark Side here on 98.5 CKWR, the nation's only mainstream radio station which plays goth music. I am the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region, Madame Ravencroft. We shall see you later into the deep dark night, my chilling visitors.
Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft, all one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavencroft. Maybe you can show me.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio.
And all alone. Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
See? look at your art. Hesitantly, gentlemen.
welcome back to the dark side. Come closer to the light, my precious gravelings. There's no need to be shy. Not around Madam Ravencroft, you need not be. This is 98.5 CKWR, broadcasting out of the heart of the Tri-Cities, nestled in the core of southwestern Ontario. In our second tri-set, we heard from Echo and the Bunnymen with Bring On the Dancing Horses from their 1985 compilation album, Songs to Learn and Sing. Next was Guelph, Ontario's Johnny Hollow with a cover of the Spoons' Nova Heart off the 2008 Dirty Hands album. Last episode, we did a darker Spoons song with Take Me Walking featuring Sandy Horn's vocals. This time, a known Canadian goth band geographically situated near Byhorn did a darker spin on a lighter song that was a breakout hit for Horn, Depp, and their band, The Spoons. So, finishing up, we had a visit from the gothic fairy Amy Lee and Evanescence with My Immortal from their 2000 premiere first album, Origin.
I do not recognize an Amy Lee as a fae. That isn't a she name. Our names are not pronounceable within mortal language limitations. It are mortals that give us names so we can communicate with those unique special few humans we trust.
Don't worry about it, Eva. That's what gothic fans of the band fondly call her with reverence. She's known and called the Gothic Fairy, as I am called the Gothic Empress. What the? All right, who dived into my box of Count Chocolate cereal? Mortimer, did you touch this? For freak's sake. If you wanted a few bits, I could have handed some over to you. You mooched my meal. Now they're all over the ground. As you don't have a complete intestinal system, what goes in tumbles out of an open-ended intestinal tract right on the ground. Numbskull. Just great. He's fumbling all about over the ground to collect and re-eat what he just ate. Gross. Just gross.
Mortimer, you're a serial killer.
Wait, say what? I suppose he is, you little thief. By the way, nice one, Eva. You're learning.
Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't pull out my booberry, frankenberry, and fruit boot. I'm saving that one for Winston for a birthday present. If you wanted them so bad, Mortimer, I could have given you my box of Yummy Mummy cereal. That was my Count Chocolate cereal, you half-wit.
Bad Mortimer. Very bad Mortimer.
Go over there. You're making me sick seeing you eat seconds and thirds and fourths and so on as you try to eat something that you can never properly digest, much less enjoy and savor the flavor of fine vintage cereals.
Count Chocular is vintage. Is it like a wine or champagne?
Hush, Eva. I want the shame to sink into his skull.
Oh, I see.
So, what musical artists and bands are next up on the band skull in Gothopolis Cemetery for the first tri-set of R1, please, Eva?
Lady Ravencroft, next in line we have Faith and the Muse, Toronto's Amy's Arms, and Brooklyn's SR Swan entering Gothopolis Cemetery's band skull stage.
Superlative. Then let's ride the rails of time right into tri-set 3. And get it moving, shall we? You're currently listening to Kitchener-Waterloo's only Gothic radio program, found on the region's only community volunteer radio station, 98.5 CKWR. The night shift crew and moi shall see you one more time before the end of this hour. Enjoy the musical ride, my lovers of all things goth, and to those new to the musical genre, we shall catch you later.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, the dark side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help in a way in making you a star and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
Music with God. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR. Just like heaven.
The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
Adult Alternative, 98.5 CKWR.
I'm
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Sure.
This is 98.5 CKWR, and I'm the Gothic Empress of the Dark Side. Well, the Dark Side radio show. No, before you assume anything, I'm not some demon queen from another realm, or Dormammu from the Marvel Universe. I'm just a simple radio hostess situated in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. My home is not down below where it's toasty hot, nor am I to be found meandering about on some nightmare dimensional plane, manipulating people's dreams and twisting them into nightmares. Nope, it's just little old me putting on a radio program in southwestern Ontario. I'm innocent, truly I am.
How do we know you aren't able to do that?
Hey you, don't you get snippy with me. You're going to get me in trouble with implanting false assumptions into people that aren't true. There is enough false narratives and lies spreading around the world that we don't need to supersaturate the media with more bold and baseless assumptions, Eva.
I'm sorry, old demon queen.
Ouch!
Will you cut it out? You want to curse the show? Will that make you happy? Besides, I'm closer to a vampire with a Y, not with an I.
I'm playing around with you. I deserved that. Lady Ravencroft, I have a question for you.
It will have to wait, Eva. We're crunched for time and I need to get on with whom we've just played. Sit on the curry until the next hour, please.
Okay, will do.
Thank you. In our last tri-set of Hour One, we heard from Faith and the Muse with All Lovers Lost from their 1994 Illyria album. Following the rear in second place was Canadian band Amy's Arms with their 2013 digital single, Pity. Then wrapping up the set, we had lead singer Zora Attash and Asher Swan with We Hunger from her 2014 album, And Blow Us a Kiss.
Remember, we just had Zombie Jim Morrison parade by us.
Yes, it's hard not to forget that incident. It's still fresh in my mind. Morrison even had his own Spectral Doors cover band escorting him. That guy's got it all together. Not surprising he would be a zombie, as Morrison is referred to as one of several musical influences listed in several gothic musicians' lives.
Will we hear from Jim Morrison and the Doors on the Dark Side in the future?
Possibly, I don't know. I can try to get permission from the powers that be permitted to include the Doors into the Master Music Database. Then again, I'm not averse to include them. Until then, we'll just have to wait and see. The Doors are an unlisted, real early alternative rock hippie goth band, sort of. The station does pride itself on being Waterloo Region's adult alternative radio station. They are up there with Kiss, who also considered alternative rock. So anything may happen. If they give me the thumbs up, then you may hear the Doors on the Dark Side. Just don't hold me to it. Okay, time to go to a commercial break. Me, Eva, and the Night Shift crew shall see you on the other side in the second hour of The Dark Side. You are tuned into 98.5 CKWR, happily and contently found in the heart of the tri-cities of Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge. We shall see you in hour two. I'm Madam Ravencroft. Leading us out, we have It's a Mystery with the Hex Girls.
Such a mystery that haunts each lonely night. I'm scared I might wake up, 'cause if I should wake up, then I'll be alone in the morning light. It's a mystery what he does. Such a mystery. Why can't